Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Yemen's Houthi group claims launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and three drones on Israel. US vetoes UN Security Council resolution calling for immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hits Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Tsunami warning issued. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Oman in final Group A match at Abu Dhabi this evening. Yemen's Houthi group claimed responsibility for launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and three drones targeting Israeli cities. According to Houthi sources, the missile struck a military site in Jaffa, while drones targeted Beer Sheva and the port city of Eilat. The Israel Defense Forces reported intercepting most projectiles, but confirmed a drone hit a hotel in Eilat, causing property damage with no casualties. Air raid sirens were triggered across central Israel, including Tel Aviv, prompting residents to seek shelter. The Houthis have repeatedly targeted Israel since the Gaza conflict began in October 2023. Israel has responded with airstrikes on Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen. The United States once again vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that demanded an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages. All 14 other members of the UN called upon Israel to lift all restrictions on aid, delivering to 2.1 million Palestinians, and also described the situation in Gaza as catastrophic. It was the sixth US veto since the war between Israel and Hamas began nearly 2 years ago. The move underscores US and Israeli isolation on the world stage. The Gaza war erupted on 7th of October 2023 after Hamas and other Palestinian militant groups attacked Israel, killing roughly 1,200 people and taking 250 hostages, with 48 still in captivity. Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is on a two-day visit to the United Arab Emirates, co-chaired the 13th meeting of the India-UAE High-Level Joint Task Force on Investments with the managing director of the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, Sheikh Hamed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. A report.
The UAE delegation included Minister of Foreign Trade Dr. Thani bin Ahmed Al Zayoudi, Chairman of the Abu Dhabi Department of Economic Development Ahmed Jassim Al Zabi, and senior officials. India was represented by Ambassador Sanjay Sudhir and officials from key ministries and agencies, including the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Ministry of Food Processing, Ports and Shipping, Health, Reserve Bank of India, NPCI, and in West India. Talks reviewed the progress of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which has lifted bilateral trade close to $100 billion in the past 3 years. Non-oil, non-precious metals trade currently stands at $55 billion, with a new target of $100 billion set for the next 3 years. The two sides also assessed investment projects, including BharatMart, that will enable Indian exporters to showcase products globally. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Goyal announced the establishment of an Indian Institute of Foreign Trade campus at the Dubai Expo site, joining the Indian Institute of Technology in Abu Dhabi and the Indian Institute of Management in Dubai. He said the institute would provide advanced training in global trade for both Emirati students and the Indian diaspora. Mr. Goyal also emphasized India's economic resilience and long-term growth ambitions. He noted that India, currently the world's fourth largest economy, is projected to become the third largest by 2027 and aims to grow from a $4 trillion economy to $30 to $35 trillion by 2047. Today, the minister will continue his engagements with sector-specific meetings and business interactions, accompanied by one of the largest Indian business delegations to visit the UAE in recent years. With Vinod Kumar's report from Dubai, this is Shagun Chopra for Akashwani News.
Policymakers, diplomats and experts from India and Sri Lanka gathered in Colombo for a policy dialogue aimed at strengthening economic and strategic partnerships for shared growth. The event was organized by the Pathfinder Foundation and Chintan Research Foundation. Indian High Commissioner Santosh Jha delivered special remarks, underlining the importance of collaborative policy alternatives to advance shared prosperity. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A strong earthquake struck Russia's far eastern Kamchatka region this morning, shaking buildings and triggering a tsunami warning across the region. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake was measured at a magnitude of 7.8 and at a depth of 10 kilometers. Russia's State Geophysical Service, however, placed the magnitude slightly lower at 7.4 and noted at least 5 aftershocks. The U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center initially issued an alert for possible hazardous waves along nearby coastlines. Local authorities are actively alerting the public and reinforcing safety measures, while no significant damage or loss of life has been reported yet. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he was working to get back the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, which the United States gave up control of shortly before the Taliban takeover of the country in 2021. He said this at a press conference with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London yesterday. President Trump said that he wants the airbase because of its strategic proximity to China's nuclear weapons facilities. Afghanistan's biggest airbase, Bagram, was the linchpin of US-led operations in the country for 2 decades after its operation to topple the Taliban following the September 11 attacks on Washington and New York. Trump has repeatedly criticized the loss of the base since returning to power. The United States has announced that it will revoke the sanctions waiver for operations at Iran's Chabahar port issued in 2018. The U.S. Department of State in a release said, with this, individuals linked to operations at the port would be exposed to sanctions under the Iran Freedom and Counter-Proliferation Act. The decision will come into effect from 29th of September this year. And now, news from the world of sports. In Asia Cup 2025, India will face Oman in their final Group A match today at Zayed Cricket Stadium in Abu Dhabi. We have a report.
With 4 points from 2 games, India already sealed Super 4 qualification, while Oman have been eliminated. India is dominant in the group stage, opening with a high-scoring win against the UAE and also defeated Pakistan by 7 wickets in its last match. The match will start at 8 p.m, led by Captain Suryakumar Yadav at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium. Yesterday, Sri Lanka stormed into the Super 4 stage, defeating Afghanistan by 6 wickets. With this win, Sri Lanka topped Group B, while Bangladesh 2 advanced to the next stage with 2 wins from 3 games. Moving on to badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen. 2-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pon Pavi Chuchowong of Thailand. She will now face An Si Yong of South Korea. Meanwhile, India's star men's double duo of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. Komadi Parekh for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Indian benchmark indices opened marginally lower today, with IT stocks leading the losses in early trade. Sensex was down 241 points at 82,772 and Nifty was down 63 points at 25,360 in the opening trade today. Most of the Asian markets were trading in the green during the morning session, while China's Shanghai index dipped 0.12% and Shenzhen advanced 0.23%, Japan's Nikkei edged up 0.77%, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index moved up 0.12%, South Korea's Kospi lost 0.46%. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Yemen's Houthi group claims launching a hypersonic ballistic missile and 3 drones on Israel. U.S. vetoes UN Security Council resolution calling for immediate and unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hits Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula, tsunami warning issued. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, India to take on Oman in final Group A match at Abu Dhabi this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.